Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome, everyone. This is Pam Dreeman, and this is the Cosmic Contact Show, coming to you from the RBR Network. We're glad to have you joining us this evening for this cosmic journey. We are located out of Memphis, Tennessee, and I am in Redmond, Washington. We have a wonderful guest this evening. Her name is Gail Donnelly. She is a psychic reader and a spiritual coach. I know you're going to really enjoy what she shares with everyone. She's an excellent reader. She does work at the Northwest Psychic Fair, where I do, and that's where we met. And we had an instant like there. But she's got some good things she wants to share with you this evening. But before we go there, I want to tell you about the show. To easily access the show, you can go to www.blogtalkradio.com/Renford Live, or you can go into the archives, which is really the on-demand section shortly after the show finishes. Now, if you're not online or you have someone who wants to hear the show, you can call in at 347-838-9142. If you want to ask a question, use the same number, 347-838-9142, and Annie, the moderator, will see your number, and she'll bring you right in. So tonight, get ready, folks. We're going to have a great show, and we've got a great guest this evening that I'm going to be sharing with everyone. But before I do that, I want to talk about the Cosmic, the RBR Network, on all the shows that we have on all week long. Monday is my show, the first show, and that's it. 6:30 p.m. This is Central Standard Time. All these times will be Central Standard Time that I'll be sharing with you. And then on Tuesday is the I Am Well show, and that's at 8 p.m. The Night Search show is at 9:30 p.m. Standard Time. Wednesday is the No Show, and that's at 7 p.m. Then the Laws of Material Wealth Personal Development Program, that comes on at 8:30. Thursday is the Progressive News Weekly, and that comes on at 5:30. Friday is the Searchers Roadmap Show, and that's at 1 p.m. The Dream Vision 7 show is at 3 p.m. And Saturday, is the Soul Town, the Sound of Music show, and that is at 3 p.m. That's out of Memphis, Tennessee. Now, Sunday, the Dream Vision 7 show is the last show we have so far during the week, and it's at 3 p.m., and that's from Boston. So we've got shows coming to you from everywhere, and we have wonderful people on these shows, and we have wonderful guests, and I know you will always enjoy checking out everything, but just make sure you check out Cosmic Contacts with Pam. That's the first one on Monday, and we love hearing from you. We always do our best to bring wonderful people in so you can get some answers to some life's questions, because we all have questions. We all want to know what's going on. So now I want to talk to you a little bit about Gail Donnelly. Gail is a psychic reader and a spiritual consultant. Gail attunes to each person's unique frequency, and we all are just one big frequency, that she brings in, and she brings in guidance, insight, and support about significant others, relationships, your health, and life changes. So she quickly can do that. Gail was a special education teacher for 15 years, where she worked with students with emotional and behavioral disabilities. She received metaphysical training at the Academy of Yoga and Psychical Research. She is the author of two books, The Mission of Marianne and Ours is the Kingdom. She is also a student of The Course in Miracles, and you know I love The Course in Miracles. Now, if you do have a question, please call in. Again, the number to call in is 347-838-9142. Now, to reach Gail, at the end of the show, you can go to www.gailwdonnelly.com. That's GailWDonnelly.com. Or you can call her on her phone number. Her number is 206-409-0174. That's 206-409-0174. Okay, let's bring Gail in and see what's going on. Hi, Gail.
Hi, Pam.
Well, glad you're here this evening. How are you? How's your day been?
Well, my day's beautiful, and there's some lovely sunshine just flowing in right now, so I'm enjoying the last rays of sunshine for the day.
Okay. Well, I know you want to talk to us about, you know, some things this evening, and I also know that Mercury is retrograde and a lot of planets, the full moon and eclipses and everything is affecting people's lives now too. So you might want to share some information about that. You might just really want to talk about how you do a reading with people.
Okay. Well, what I'd really like to do is to talk a little bit about this healing and evolution process that's happening on Earth right now, and a little bit about how the connection between my two books as far as that goes. And I would like to just read a few passages to help illustrate those points. That sound good to you, Pam?
Yes, it does. That sounds great.
Okay. Well, so now, back in the 80s, there was really a lot of excitement in the spiritual and metaphysical communities with the wisdom teachings coming from the East and the coming of A Course in Miracles. There was lots of music about the Golden Age or New Age or Age of Enlightenment. And so after facilitating and studying and facilitating A Course in Miracles, my higher guides directed me to write Ours is the Kingdom, which reflected Course ideas through a healing process designed for clearing and healing so that a connecting pathway is made to the home of love and light that we never have really left. It is based on the idea that what is not of love needs to be changed and reprogrammed, and shows the model of how to do that based on the awareness of the cyclic nature of experience. And then quite a few years later, when I wrote The Healing of the Mission of Marianne, A Soulful Journey, I went into more depth on that healing process. And Marianne, the main character, is a hypnotherapist. So she uses hypnotherapy with her clients in her personal mission is to clear her subconscious mind to make a clear connection with the superconscious. So what I was hoping to do was to read a little bit about how that healing process works and also talk some about the subtle energies, maybe read a few of the channeled passages, because I channeled some of the book, and in the book, Marianne's a channel, and she channels Sananda and her higher self and her guide, Darshan. So going to Ours is the Kingdom, the New Age operates on a more subtle and powerful vibrational frequency than has generally been recognized on Earth. From this level comes a reacquaintance with life as it is meant to operate when people follow the natural or higher course. The plan for the Age of Enlightenment is being brought forth from a dimension where all beings know themselves as well and perfect already. And we can see these are all, this is all the Course in Miracles concepts. And so healing is the pathway, or the pathway into the new age, and the passport home is each person's unique yet universally based healing process. The process includes cleansing, awareness, restructuring, and unification within self and the whole of life. So to have a clear perception and centered knowing of the new world, it is necessary to heal the old, deleting that which hinders natural functioning and thereby causes sickness. Life experiences have occurred in a series of episodes or realities, all with specific energy dynamics. The realities in this context mean serial dreamlike episodes, which are perceived as real because such experiences have grouped patterns or programs into the interconnected mental, emotional, and physical systems. And today we would say we call that the neural network in the brain. So the dreamlike realities or episodes repeat in a sequenced manner at regular intervals. The same basic situations or sets of experiences occur again and again once the mental, emotional, physical systems, all of which interact with and influence each other, have been grooved a particular way. Much of this has happened during childhood. And so there's a lot more on that process, but these patterns or conditions can be changed, and likewise the nature of experience will change. Forms and patterns are changed through a process of awareness by learning how to create new forms and patterns over the old ones. And just to show that this is a group effort, in one of the last sections of this little book, the healing process now in operation on Earth is part of the great master plan, the plan of love and light, which is the transitional route into the new age or pathway home. All people are coming home. Home is the kingdom where we have always been free and healthy. As the heaviness that occurs from false thinking and incorrect action lifts, the vibration of the world speeds up and another reality is experienced where all people, groups, and institutions operate according to their true purpose and genuine identity. So when I go to the mission of Mary Ann, and as I said, Mary Ann is a hypnotherapist, but and her main illustration of this comes through when she's working with her client Connie, and I wanted to just read a couple excerpts from that to show the connection to the other healing process, which is basically the same one. But before that, before getting into some of the details of the mission of Mary Ann, I wanted to just briefly go over the introduction. So life as she knows it is forever changed when Mary Ann is taken over by a cosmic current and finds herself perpetually in motion. With no medical cause found, her husband thinks she is delusional. At the same time, Mary Ann is gradually accepting the only cause for the motion can be extraterrestrial. Through meditation and mentors, she learns she is part of the Earth forces of a star player. Her job is to transfer through her subconscious mind while simultaneously dealing with the joys and sorrows of family life and a challenging career. She learns the subconscious mind, when cleared, is a route to the superconscious. In the superconscious realm is the more subtle and ethereal fifth dimension, which is destined to join with the third dimension and change the nature of life on Earth. Her life becomes difficult and poignant with a divorce, the disappearance of a family member, the death of a loved one, and a threat to her daughter. To rechange, she and a male companion take vivid trips into nature. Now, this novel mirrors a tangible evolution now happening on Earth, where people are emerging out of the long veil of darkness cast over the world long ago and joining their counterparts on the fifth dimension as the planet itself is traveling into a more refined sphere. And there's a place in the book where Marianne, she learns that Sananda, who is the voice of Jesus in A Course of Miracles, is the spiritual guide of the mission. Did she find, because she found out, you know, that she's part of this mission. She's part of the grounder earth forces. And so she thinks that maybe A Course in Miracles, with its message that God is only love, was actually a prelude to what's coming next. And so then on to a little example of the healing process in this book is Marianne with her client Connie, and Marianne is teaching classes, and Connie is one of her students. Marianne leaned forward. "I'll look forward to seeing you in class next week." Connie's face fell. "I can feel myself slipping and might not be able to come to classes for a while." Concern ran through Marianne, alerting her like a siren. "How do you feel when you're slipping? Like my body is running while I'm standing in place. And your thoughts are rapid? Yes, and my nerves seem to be screaming." These are all clues we can use, Connie. Physical, mental, and emotional symptoms are all clues I can do individual sessions with you where we direct the subconscious mind to the cause of the painful conditions. We can do the canceling and updating I demonstrated on the chart. So that was one of the preliminaries with Connie. And then at another time, she tells her a little more about it. Connie says, "I remember that we have an inner computer that records all of our experience. Much of what is recorded is outside of our conscious awareness." Marianne turned the page of the chart board. "What plays out at any time depends on the triggers present and where we are in our cycles of memory. Sounds, smells, sights, and tactile sensations may ride on waves of familiarity." Connie nodded and twirled a lock of hair through her fingers as Marianne continued. "Consider yourself as a child. If your mother looked at you a certain way, had a particular scent on, and music playing in the background before she slapped you, similar looks, smells, and music in the present can set off feelings of fear, anger, and grief." Then when Marianne finally gets into the session with Connie, it's because Connie has been out on a date, and it's triggered her feelings of insecurity and her difficulties being intimate with men. So that is the topic they're going to work on in this session.
Uh-huh.
So,
well, Gail, now,
yes,
I understand all that, and I want everybody to read the book because it's really good. I have enjoyed reading it too, but what I would like to know is, how do you, when someone sits down in front of you, how do you tune in to them? How do you connect with their subconscious mind and to get, you know, to help them get the answers they need?
Well, that's all part of utilizing the subtle energies. And in the book, there's quite a bit about the subtle energies, and I have nature passages that, because nature is multidimensional, and the subtle energies reside in that. And as we know, the subtle energies are the more refined energies from a higher dimension. And so what I do is I connect with the person's frequency, because we all have a individual unique frequency. And I ask them to go with me, in the sense that it's not just me, you know, tuning in and getting answers. When I'm connected with somebody's frequency, we're like both on that journey, and we take a couple slow deep breaths, we wrap ourselves in beautiful light, and we see ourselves protected, we ground ourselves, we do a little bit of feeling ourselves relaxing from the tip of our head to the tip of our fingers to the tip of our toes, and ask that only the highest and best information come through. And then I say whatever is coming to me from the higher guides, and this can be my guides, the client's guides, my higher self, their higher self. And I just say what comes through, and then the person can ask me any questions.
Okay. Well, that sounds really good, and because that is what we're going to be doing this evening. And but the information that people, that, you know, if they want to go further in the things that you do, definitely go to Amazon to Gail's book, The Mission of Marianne. It's a soulful journey, and it is a soul full of information that we all need to hear. And I assume that you have been working, though, with Sananda for quite some time, right?
Yes, and I have a few things I channeled from Sananda in the book, which I would be happy to read a little bit of.
Okay, well, won't you just read something? But then we're going to bring some people in before we get to the further down into the show, because we've got quite a few people online this evening. So what would you like to share with them?
Pardon me, Pam?
I said, well, what would you like to share with them?
Well, so towards the beginning of the book, like I said, Marianne realizes that Sananda is the spiritual guide of the mission. It's actually part of the Ashtar command. And she's given the message from one of her mentors. Later in the book, Sananda comes to her directly. But this message was very helpful to her. And this is when she and her daughter Star, Marianne and her daughter Star, are at the Wesak Festival. And he says, "Dear ones, I have been with you since ancient times, and I am with you still, as Earth goes through a great transition. Surely, pain, abuse, and greed shall come to an end because you are here, and I and many others from the higher planes are here to work with you. Fear not, for I bring you only love, though you cannot always feel it. Trust, know, and believe that I am with you always, even until the end of time. Trust in spirit no matter what befalls you, and no matter what symptoms your body may seem to have. A few of you are going through radical changes that were agreed upon long ago, not to hurt you, but to serve a higher purpose. I did not, nor will I leave you comfortless. Now is the time for you to arise to the highest within you. Blessings, my beloved Sananda."
Okay, that was beautiful. Well, did you still write down messages? Are you still getting contact with Sananda and, you know, making channel quotes or notes?
Well, I feel a connection with Sananda all the time, as I do with my higher self and my higher guides. Yeah, because this mission we're going through is just so real, and his support is so strong that there's never a time that the connection isn't there. And certainly there's messages, but it's more just a kind of back and forth conversation now with him or the higher guides, you know, on a just regular daily basis, rather than, you know, the formal channeling, though I still do at times do in that mode, and I have a notebook of different things that I've written down.
Well, okay. Well, that sounds great. Well, folks, if you want to find out what the mission is for Marianne, and I'm sure if it's for Marianne, it's going to be for the rest of us too, be sure and check out Gail Donnelly's book. Okay, Gail, I tell you what, let's bring in our first caller for this evening. There is Mike from California is on the line. Let me bring Mike in. Hello, Mike.
Who is this?
Hello, thank you for taking my call.
Hi, Mike. What is your question for me? Hi, Mike.
My question is, yes, I'm starting a new job, which is just a job because it's to finance my couple new directions that I'm going. And I was wondering if you kind of see a move coming in with that new job.
Okay. So Mike, I want us to just take a couple slow deep breaths, and as I'm tuning into your frequency, we're just going to relax a little bit and take a couple slow deep breaths. We'll feel ourselves centered and grounded as we ask that the best information come through for you today. So you're taking a new job, and you want to know if there's going to be a move along with this to another city?
Yes.
Well, that is a very good likelihood. In fact, it's a very good probability. And I feel, though, that you have a few mixed feelings about that. That on the one hand, it does seem like a good thing, but it seems like there's something that's holding you back a little bit on that when the opportunity comes through. Like, you want to just jump into it, but there's some hesitancy.
Okay. Because it would be closer to the beach, which would be good.
Well, that would be very good. Definitely that would be a very good thing. But it seems like it's not the easiest thing just to uproot, you know. It's never those.
Oh,
moves,
gotcha. Okay.
What's that?
Oh, no. When you're just agreeing with what you're saying, because it will take some time once I get started with the new job for that to happen.
Yeah. So it will be a process, but it looks like it's going to happen, and it looks like it's going to be successful, and that you just need to keep up the momentum you're going, and it'll take a little while to tie up all the loose ends and get going in the new pattern. But anytime you make this kind of a change, it's more than just a job change. You know, it's like you'll be starting another chapter in your life. So that makes it really exciting, but it also makes it a little scary in ways.
Sure. Absolutely.
Well, thank you so much for calling. Was there any other questions you had today?
Well, with that new job, I mean, again, it is just a job to finance the next, couple directions that I'm going in. And I was just curious in regards to, do you see it, like a long-term, like more than a year with this quote-unquote job? Something shorter. I was just kind of curious on how the other things are going to take off once they get started.
Well, the process is, of course, just getting it started and the momentum started. It feels like it'll at least be a year, and maybe longer. But that
Perfect.
Is going to
no.
be an imp- pardon me.
No, that's fine. I mean, that's kind of what I would speculate.
Okay. Very good.
Awesome. Well, thank you so much.
Thank you. Have a good day.
You too.
Thank you for calling in, Mike. Okay, that was good.
Well, let's go on and
let's bring Annette in from Massachusetts. Annette, just a moment. Hi, Annette.
Hi, how are you?
Hi, Annette.
Hi, how are you?
I'm good. How can I help you today?
Well, my question is in regards to a friendship relationship, and I'd like to see if I should step forward into making this something a little bit more.
Okay. Well, let's. And how can you tell me how you spell your name?
A-N-N-E-T-T-E.
Okay. So, Annette, let's just take a minute and take a couple sluggish breaths and feel ourselves connected and surrounded by this beautiful energy of light. And what we do is we just relax and we feel this beautiful energy coming all the way from the bottom of our feet, grounding us to the earth. We feel it coming back up through our bodies and connecting with the higher energies. And then we're going to bring it back in and focus it in our hearts, in our love centers. And we ask that only the best information and clearest information come to us today regarding Annette's question about this this current possibility of a relationship. So I'm feeling like this person that you're connecting with is maybe a little bit hard to get through to, or a little bit I don't know if I want to say shy or hesitant, but he's definitely feels like a good person. But you feel like you need to take the initiative a little bit more in thinking or feeling.
Yes, yes.
And you've been thinking about this for some time, isn't that right?
Yes.
Okay. And I feel like this is a very powerful thing for you.
Mm-hmm.
And this person is definitely somebody that you have a soul connection with that you have known in other lifetimes. So that's part of what the draw is, because it feels like, and I know you know this, that the energy is kind of unusually strong.
Yes.
Okay. And it seems like it is a very good idea for you to move forward on this, because there is a relationship that needs to happen. Well, for both of you, in terms of, it's part of healing. You know, you've both been through some stuff, and that is going to make some new patterns over the old patterns, as we say. And, and also this kind of connection that you have is kind of, that is potentially there, is a strong one.
It is.
So, very
I'm
strong.
I'm almost afraid of it.
Well, yeah.
And I don't know if he feels the same. See, I don't know, because we both kind of shy away. We come forward, then we pull back. We come forward, and then I get scared, and I put up a block, and we don't talk about it. It's almost like it's. I don't understand when we don't speak about it.
Well, it's time to talk about it.
I think so,
too. Yeah, because those feelings are there, that energy is there, and the hesitancy, you know, there's times that, like, we say, just do it. You know, there's things that we just have to do. Yeah.
Exactly.
Because we can stay hesitant, you know, forever on things with all our different resistances and things in the past that can create blocks in the present, but the only way to get through that kind of stuff is to just do it.
Right. Now, will he reject me?
He won't reject you. He may, he has been kind of hesitant and slow because of things going on with him, but he won't reject you. Yeah. And but then you have to be assertive, but you can't be pushy. You know, you've got to find that fine balance of just start something a little more talking, and whether you spend some time together just in a casual way. Have you taken any walks or gone out to coffee with him?
I was just thinking about asking him. I don't know if I should ask him for coffee or for lunch or for dinner, because we do see each other someone on a regular basis, but I guess my hesitance is that I'm not sure if he is involved with someone.
Yeah. Well, it seems like he does have, does still have, you know, some residue, but there doesn't feel like there's an active involvement with somebody else.
Okay.
And so,
because basically I've been waiting for him, but I feel like I have to be the one to make that move of coffee and going out.
Yes, that is true. That's what you need to do.
Okay.
But it will be worth it, and, you know, just like we said, just do it.
Okay. Okay. I feel like this is like my first time, like my first kiss. You know, should I kiss him or should I take his hand? What should I do? You know, I feel like I'm like 8 years old all over again with him. I really do.
Well,
I mean, I get butterflies in my stomach and I like get all tongue-tied and I'm like, I don't believe this. I'm a grown woman.
But, you know, what those things signal when you have that strong energy come up around somebody, you know, and those kind of feelings, that signals that there is the potential for something in that relationship, and it also can mean that there, you know, is a past history where you have, you know, been connected with him, and it's exciting. I mean, it's exciting.
It is.
Yeah.
Does he feel the same way? Does he feel the same way?
So don't judge yourself for those kind of feelings. You know, just they're just a signal. And when you do have that, if you don't do something, it just kind of like eats away at you.
Yeah,
I
think it's eating away at us both.
Yeah. So, you know, we never know anything for certain, you know, that this all turn into this great, big, wonderful, beautiful thing, but you're never going to know until you try.
That's true.
Mm-hmm.
That's true. Okay, you know what? I'm going to send him, okay. We communicate somehow better through email. We do. We communicate so much better through email. We just haven't had time to actually just be with each other. It's been a long time. It's been such a long time.
Mm-hmm.
Because there's always
mm-hmm.
people coming in, and everyone else wants your time and attention, and there's interruptions, and I just want to have time with him.
So you have to make the time.
Okay. Okay, I will do that as soon as I get off the phone with you. I'm going to send him an invite.
What's that?
Because that's how we connect. You know, that's how we connect, and we can understand each other. Well, he understands me because I can open up and really reveal my emotions when I write them, and he says I love it when you write because I feel your emotion. He says, I actually feel what you're feeling.
Wow.
He says, I get it. And he says, I understand.
That is very cool.
Yeah.
And that
he's like, you should be a writer. He's like, yeah. She's like, you should be a writer. He says, because I feel. He's like, I feel your words. And I told him, I said, because when I'm writing or when I'm just open, I'm an open channel, and it comes from my heart. And you understand it because I want you to feel what I'm feeling. But there's no misunderstanding because I feel it.
Well, you do. And I can feel how much you come from your heart. You know, your heart chakra's open. You have a lot of love energy.
Yeah.
And
he feels it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Especially in my writing, because I feel it.
I'm gonna send
that. So thank you for confirming what you know I've been feeling in my heart for so long, and stop being afraid.
Oh, good for you. Well,
you know,
we wish you the best.
Thank you. Thank you, and many blessings to you.
You too.
All righty.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Well, you know, that is seems to be the big thing for everybody in any relationship. It is being able to communicate. And, I mean, if you can only do it on a computer, great. But the thing is, get it out there and talk to people and that you want to get connected with. And, you know, you have, people are so have such a hard time getting out of their comfort zone. I think that's a lot of it and what's going to happen. And what if I say the wrong thing or he takes it the wrong way? And, you know, anyway, well, good luck to you, Yvette. I mean, excuse me, Annette. But I want to bring our next caller in because we've got about 20 minutes left. We've got a few more people on the line. This is Yvette from California.
Hi.
Hi,
guys. Hi, Jeanette.
Hi.
How are you?
I'm good.
Where in California are you calling from?
Northern California.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
I have advice for the lady before. If she's still on, I have advice for her.
Oh, for that, for Annette, you wanted to give.
Yeah.
I don't know, Pam.
I don't see her on. I think she dropped out.
Oh, okay. So anyway, well, let's focus on me. I would love to ask a general relationship question.
Yeah.
I'm allowing the right man into my life, and I know there's people around me. And I just kind of want, it's like I meet guys, and I'm like, not liking him. Nice guy, but, you know, no, not striking a punch with me or striking anything with me. But I don't know. I just feel like some things are falling in alignment, and just curious on what's out there.
Okay, so you're wondering what is out there for you, and it doesn't feel like it's in your immediate radius right at this moment, as far as you can tell.
Well, I do feel something's out there. I feel like there's a lot of energy of men and different dynamics going on, a lot of friendships and stuff that could develop. But I'm not feeling. I'm just curious. I don't know what to really say.
Okay. Well, let's just take a minute to center, and I'm going to connect with your frequency. And so we'll just take a couple deep breaths and feel ourselves relaxing and ask that the best information come through as we feel ourselves in beautiful divine light and feel grounded and connected to both the earth and cosmic energies. So it seems like things I'm kind of seeing are going off in, you know, several different directions, and I'm not seeing like a real clear focus, which makes me wonder if you are totally sure about what you're looking for. And what it may be that is causing it to, you know, just seem a little out of focus. What would you say that you're looking for?
Oh, it's more clear and clearer every day. Someone that is honest, that knows themselves, someone that's loving and kind and compassionate, and I have men around me that have these qualities. Beautiful heart, like integrity, straight shooter, someone that doesn't have an agenda, just wants to love and be in a loving relationship. And kind of like you meet someone and it feels right, and right is right. You don't contemplate right. And you know, obviously that's someone to have fun with and share your life with and someone to learn and grow with. So I know what I'm looking for, and I trust God more than I trust myself to bring me the right person, but I've also I don't know. I'm just kind of like, again, there's these energies around me, but they don't strike any significant core. They don't strike my core. Like, they're, like, just on a peripheral, like, oh, they're, like, just, like, oh, a layer of oh, that's a nice person, but there's not a lot of core there. And then I have other people with core. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I think it's very good, you know, that you've taken the time to get more and more clear on what it is you want, because I feel like that's been a bit of a process, and you've learned some of that through experience, of course.
Absolutely.
And, yeah. And it's when you want something that, of course, is not surface, you're a pretty deep person yourself, and you want what's genuine, you want what's honest, you want what's beautiful. And
yes,
your instincts and your intuition is very good, you know, and you are, and it's true that you do have a lot of good people around you, but you have to feel, well, there's two ways you can go. One is that you don't want to be so particular that you don't give somebody the chance.
Oh, yeah,
because,
I know that. Yeah, I know that.
Yeah.
I'm not going to spoil something because my ego perceives something to be a certain way. I already, yeah, I'm not going to do that.
Right. And sometimes, you know, you really can't tell at the beginning. I mean, sometimes, like when we were talking to the earlier caller, you know, when there's a connection, there's this huge energy that comes that just about knocks you over. But it's not always like that. Sometimes it kind of is a sleeper, and it comes up gradually. And so,
I've had both. So I definitely know what you're talking about. I've had both, so I know what you're talking about.
Yes. And so it feels like there are some good people around you, and it would be a good idea to give somebody a chance, you know, see a little bit more about that person, you know, spend a little bit more time, because there's some hidden qualities, and some people you just grow to love gradually over time. And that can be very, very strong, you know, just because it isn't a whirlwind in the beginning, as you know.
Yeah, I had that before, so yeah. I know what you're talking about.
Yeah. So I feel like there is somebody that you know now that things could go to another level with if you want to open up that door.
Mm-hmm. Well, I guess we'll have to see. I mean, it's not a question of me not wanting to. It's a question of, I don't know, I don't even know what I'm saying. Just those opportunities, I don't know. I don't know, so it doesn't feel right. I don't know how to explain it. I have pretty good instincts on a lot of things, and
mm-hmm.
I always trust myself. From this experience I've had with lately, the woman that was before you, I had a similar experience, and all those emotions were there, and all the chemistry was there, and the same scenario for the most part. And I think you get to a point where you just have to confront the person and say, we have this dynamic, what's going on? And so I've definitely been on every spectrum of different dynamics of being open and vulnerable, feeling shy, feeling, you know, a plethora of things right now as I'm talking to you. So I've been there, so I know what I've been there all like in the last several months, so I definitely know what that's about. But right now, as I'm gauging these people around me, at a core level, I mean, I can't explain. I don't doubt myself anymore.
Right, right.
So that's where I'm at.
Well, okay, so then you have, you know, a couple of choices, because there is that option we just talked about of opening the door and going into a deeper level and seeing if that core level is there with somebody that you already know. But then again, you can keep putting it out there, you know, keep putting it out there, your visualization, what you want, you know, you have to get to bring it to you, and also to go into a few more spheres and social dynamics that you don't normally go into, still be positive, but just not, you know, what is in your daily pattern right now. If you want to branch out to, you know, find that core connection.
Mm-hmm.
So really you have two ways to go, or we always have multiple choices. There's never one right, one definite. You know, life can take us, there's many paths we can follow, but just not to waste time, so to speak. I know that you would like to find that soulmate as soon as you can. And also we need to remember we have more than one soulmate. So it's not like there's only one person that can fill that need, and not just the need, but the share the love, you know, the growing, the energy.
I agree with you.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, well, let's move on, because we've got several more people. We've only got about 9 minutes left.
Thank you so much.
Thank you for calling in.
Thank you.
Yes, call back again.
Thank you so much.
You know, I love what you're sharing with everyone, Gail, and I know that people are listening, that are listening, they can use some of the information, because, I mean, it's all about relationships. Everything is about relationships and how do we, you know, with who or what or whatever it is. So we have to stop hawking around on cracked eggs and just jump out there. And, you know, sometimes we can get real picky, or we can have been burnt several times. So we're afraid that we're going to, you know, that's going to get that big rejection again. And but we have to let that go and just keep going, putting ourselves out there. Okay, I tell you what, let's bring Trish in from Connecticut.
Okay.
Hi.
Hi, Trish.
Hi, Gail.
How are you today?
I'm doing great. My question is, again, another relationship, but I'm looking for your insight around the reestablishing relationship with someone from the past.
Okay. Well, let's just take a minute so I can tune into your frequency. So, Trish, and you're in Connecticut, and, you know, in the energies, there's really no time or space, and it's a little easier for me when the person's right there and I can, you know, touch their hands and feel their frequency, but we can connect from long distances too, since the subtle energies work like that. So
okay,
we're going to just take a minute, and I'm going to feel myself connecting with your frequency, and we're going to ask that the highest and best information come through for Trish today as we feel our own energies balancing and grounding as we connect with information from the more subtle energies. Okay, so you're wondering about reestablishing a relationship with somebody that you have known in the past.
Correct.
And it seems like you've known that person in the past, but am I right that it wasn't a real long-term, like, marriage or anything?
Correct.
Might have been, you know, something serious, but I'm assuming you were not married to this person before?
Yes, correct.
Okay. But, and I feel like wasn't it quite a number of years that since you first met this person?
No.
Okay, so it's been fairly recently then?
Yes.
So the past isn't like the long, long past?
Right, a couple years.
Okay. So, first of all, what is it I need to ask you? You know, this has just recently come to this level with you that, you know, you're really wondering about this. It seems like you've wondered, you know, a little bit off and on, but something has brought it more to the surface right now. Was there an event or happened, or is it just where it's just kind of like it's been mulling around in your mind and then, oh, you know, maybe I need to try this?
No, it's been mulling around in my mind.
Okay, for a while.
Yes.
Yeah, but the reason that you didn't connect with this person in the first place, it seems like there were some obstacles at that time, and I'm thinking maybe the obstacles have kind of not there so much anymore now.
I'm not sure.
You don't know, because you know that they're not there that much for you. But, well, you know, again, it feels like that you do have a definite connection with this person. What's this person? Oh, you don't have to tell me their name because we, you know. But anyway, as I kind of try to get into this person, that there definitely is the possibility of reestablishing a connection, and that those obstacles that were in the way before, mostly on his part, it seems like may be dissolving. But you need to find out a little more before you do this. And it doesn't seem like you really know the whole picture yet.
No, I don't.
Do you have a way that you can get more of the picture before you try to jump into this?
I really don't.
Okay. So it's just going to be kind of like a risk-taking thing.
Right.
And a lot of things are that way. And though that does, it does feel like there's a definitely possible connection here, it doesn't feel like a really sure thing to me, just because that person is still kind of a little bit distant and preoccupied with some other things.
Okay.
So it's certainly not going to hurt to make contact a little bit more than you have and feel the water. But it's like definitely not something to, it just doesn't feel like a real sure thing. It feels like it's a possibility.
Okay. All right. Well, thank you.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Well, thank you for calling in, Trish. Okay, we have time for one more caller. Let's bring Nicole in from Indiana.
Hello.
Hi, Nicole.
Oh.
Hi.
Hey, how are you guys? My first time calling y'all.
Good. How are you?
I'm good. Like I said, I'm a first time caller, and I have a question for y'all.
So this is the first time that you've asked this kind of question to a psychic?
No, but it's my first time calling y'all show.
Okay. So it's not an entirely new experience then.
Right. My question is pertaining to my marriage. I just reconnected with my husband, and right now we are living in two different states. And we separated back in February, and I just want to see if where are we going from here, and if he's moving into Indiana. He lives in Florida. I live in Indiana.
Okay. Well, let me just take a minute to tune into your frequency, and let's just feel ourselves making a connection, and we feel asked that the best information be brought through as we feel ourselves grounded,
mm-hmm.
both in the earth energies and with that, and then the pathway through ourselves up to the higher energies where the information is.
Okay.
I'm just feeling like there was really kind of a lot that went on before this separation, and that it was pretty hard. And then, you know, once you're out of the situation and you have the separation, of course, you have some distance to look at things from and get a better perspective. And I feel like you really do love this person, and this person loves you. But I don't feel like the issues that separated you have been at all solved. And were you thinking of wanting to get back with him?
Yeah, we've been contacting nonstop since over the summer. So we've been, last spring we've been contacting each other and talking to each other. And just recently, this past July, we everything's been good. I mean, contacting, we can actually talk. Like, there's been no fighting, and we can actually communicate without, you know, fighting.
Well, that's excellent, but it's also important to realize that, you know, you're both in, it's more from a distance at this point, and the kind of triggers that went off when you were together, you know, haven't been, and it's true, because, you know, you're not together where enough so that the stress builds up and you have a safety net, you know, you can both get away from it. So, and that, you know, there's, of course, people, we can all evolve and go to a different place in ourselves and in a relationship. And then, and it sounds like you're both making progress and that you would really like that to happen. But, the, you know, like we said, kind of in that, what I said earlier about the healing process, I know, you know, that we have these patterns that have been pretty deeply ingrained. And until there's a healing process to bring those up and, you know, shine light and make new patterns and programs, the same things can keep happening. So I definitely think if you decide to get back together, you need to get some outside help so that you can not go through those painful things anymore, because neither of you want to. And it's not that people want to. It's just that those triggers happen because of old wounds in the past, and those things have to be healed and helped, you know, before you can get really on the new cycle that you'd like to be on.
Yeah, I do want to get back with him. I don't know, I mean, he says he does, he wants to get back with me. I don't know what you're picking up.
Well, I know, I think that a part of him really does, but there has to be some work before that could happen, and also some specifics of, you know, well, how do you want to do it, when, where, when should we get together? Because it doesn't feel like, I mean, you need more time together before, in a variety of situations, before actually living together again. So there needs to be quite a few preliminaries. Which,
that's kind of hard, because since we live in two different states.
Well, it is, but it wouldn't make any sense to just him to come there or you to go there and start living together before, you know, you did the preliminaries.
Right.
And how you work that out. You know, there's a lot of people that you could get advice from and ideas of what the next best course of action would be for you.
Right.
Because I do feel like that you really do love this guy, and you're really quite tolerant and forgiving person. You're a very tolerant and forgiving person. But still, you have been through a lot of pain with him, and you don't want to repeat that. You just want to have the good things, you know, mostly the good things. Nobody gets it all good, but, you know, as much as you can.
Mm-hmm. Right. Right. Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
I was wondering, do you see him moving here with me?
Do I see him moving in with you?
I'm even here in Indiana. So I was wondering.
Of him coming to Indiana?
Yeah, like him living in Indiana with me.
Well, it seems like he does have some things that are holding him in Florida at the moment. It wouldn't be good for him to just come up there and move in with you, you know, before. It would, if you could get some time for you to go there or him to come to where you are, and, you know, I mean, it would be fine for him to come and visit for a length of time, or for you to go visit for a length of time, but before any commitment was made, you know, more has to be done.
Right.
You don't think he's quite on, I mean, he's really trying, but he's not quite on the level of consciousness that you are, and it is a possibility that that you will live together again. But again, you know, the proof, you just need to do some work first.
Right. Okay. Alrighty.
Alrighty.
Okay. Well, thank you for calling in, Nicole.
All right, guys.
Have a good day. Hello?
Hi.
Well, our hour is over with. That went really fast tonight.
That was great, really, with everybody. Oh my gosh.
Yes, everyone. You can see we're all hurting. We all want to have someone wonderful in our life, and you know, we want to do it the right way, and I don't know what the right way is, but I think the way is to communicate. And I want to thank you very much for coming on the show this evening, Gail, and talking to these people. And we will just have to get you back again. Now, in closing, do you have something you'd like to share, a message for everyone?
Well, you know, my path I just believe that, you know, we are all constantly evolving, and we just need to use our everyday experience and keep going forward and call on our higher selves and our guides as much as we can, because they are there. You know, they just need to be asked. And our higher selves are closer than we know. And part of this great movement that's happening on Earth is to bring our higher selves into ourselves. But that takes a clearing process first. So just that idea that, you know, help is always there, whether it's a guide, a master, an angel, God, goddess, coming through, you know, from the higher spheres, through a friend, through an activity, whatever, just to know that you're never alone and that the help is always there.
Okay, and I agree with you 100%. Making that connection to the divine every day is so important. Okay, well, let's see, Annie, are you still there? Are you listening in?
Yes, I'm here. Well, what a great show. And, of course, it's always, like you said, about relationships. It's what makes the world go round, I guess. but anyway, I was going to say, maybe before you go, do you have any message for me?
For Annie?
Yes.
Okay. Well, it seems to me, Annie, that you are a very wonderful, giving person that does so much for people, and just basically to continue that, and that there's a few areas that are kind of unresolved, but you continue to seek your guidance and follow your path and keep your goals strongly in place, you know, with your determination and, you know, your love energy. Everything should be really great for you.
Good. That sounds great. I've got some new adventures I'm trying, so just trying to see where it takes me.
And it will take you to a good place. It's just one of those things. Just keep at it.
Okay.
That's right.
Well, thank you so much for coming on.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Well, thank you. And everyone, thank you for calling in, and get with us again next Monday at 4:30, we have Drew Nicholson is going to be on. He's going to be talking to us again about relationships. He's a relationship coach. So good evening, everyone, and have a great week.
Have a great week.
Thank you.